USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is welcoming Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte to the White House. The President and Prime Minister then held a press conference. One of the big highlights of that joint press conference was when the President talked about Iran.
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now. But I ended the Iran deal. It was a ridiculous deal.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said he would support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh today. Paul did say he has some concerns regarding the judge's views on surveillance and privacy issues. Senator Lindsey Graham says Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed, no problem.
When it comes to Brett Kavanaugh, I have zero doubt he's going to be on the Supreme Court before the end of October. He's highly qualified, well-deserving.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 144 points to close the day at 25,306. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The world's most well-known beverage company is explaining why its canned drinks may be a little bit pricier these days. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Coca-Cola says it's charging more for its canned drinks because the Trump administration's aluminum tariffs are making the cans more expensive. The Coke CEO, James Quincy, calling the price hike disruptive but necessary. He says the 10% tariffs on imported aluminum simply make it more expensive for the company to produce those cans. Another Coke spokesperson says it's being left up to retailers to decide whether to pass the higher prices on to consumers.
The deadly fire in Northern California that has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes slowed down Sunday and was at least 17% contained. That's according to a Cal Fire spokesman. This local Redding resident says she's ready for just about anything.
We don't know exactly when we're going to have to leave again, so we're staying across town and we're just kind of checking on our house, making sure it's okay, checking on neighbors.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Friday, President Trump touted the U.S. economy's 4.1 growth rate in the second quarter as an economic turnaround of historic proportions. Some Democrats, though, are having a hard time giving President Trump credit for the economy. Economist Peter Marici says there's one thing people have to remember.
Over the entire Trump presidency, growth has averaged about 40 to 45% better than over the Obama presidency. Both of them had 4% quarters. I don't deny that about Mr. Obama, but what matters, this is like baseball. What's your batting average across the season? What's your batting average across the years? And the bottom line is that President Obama really wasn't a big leaguer. His batting average was 1.8, 1.9%. Mr. Trump's is about 2.8%. That's a heck of a lot better.
New details are emerging in the case of missing Iowa University student Molly Tibbetts that could help investigators learn more about her disappearance. We're hearing now that she actually was home after her run that she went on and did some computer work. Mitch Mordovit, Iowa Division of Crime Criminal Investigator, says why it's a good thing that this is finally a national case.
With Interstate 80, 4 or 5 miles south of town here, you can be anywhere in this country in a day and a half to 2 days. So we're very thankful that the national media has picked up this story.
Mordovit also talked about how they're following up on leads.
Any information that we get, we're going to run it out, you know, because it might be the piece of information we need to bring Molly home.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.